This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and I have the joy today of talking to a lady that has inspired so many people, not just here locally, but around the nation and around the world, because she is an author extraordinaire. She's written so many books, more than 40 novels, and three of them become Hallmark movies. Maybe you know who I'm talking about. The one and only beautiful and talented Denise Hunter, and the crowd goes wild. Hey, Denise.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for the very sweet introduction.
Oh, well, that was easy. I could have gone on and on. So we'll just stop at that and let people check
okay.
out what you're doing. You know, the thing that I love about your story, not only are you a successful, amazing writer, but it's that you're local, you're a hometown girl, you're here, and you have all this success. And yet, I think some people feel like they can't have success because they're not from New York or Chicago or Atlanta. Talk to someone that you might want to inspire about their dreams.
Oh, wow. Well, just flash back to about 26 years ago when I was a mother of two small kids, not knowing really what I wanted to do beyond just be a mother. And that was my heart, was being a mother. But also, God was laying on my heart that I should write a book. And I thought I didn't have the time because I had two small kids. But, you know, it doesn't take very long to pursue your dreams. If you just take little bites at a time. I wrote during my kids' nap time, so it was literally one page a day. But I always tell people, if you write one page a day, you'll have a whole book at the end of the year. So, you know, it's just taking that first step.
I think when people realize that it's kind of like taking a bite of something, you know, just bite size. You don't have to do the whole thing all at once, but to have that dream and that vision. But then after that, how do you encourage someone to go the next step? So you're writing. What do you do after that? How do you learn to have the faith to just keep going?
Well, I think what gets in the way sometimes for people is fear. And the fear is there. I'm not going to lie. It was definitely there. Fear of failure. Not many people are able to get their book published. So I went into it knowing, hey, this may not work out. But I knew God was telling me to do it. So even if it didn't get published, I knew He had a purpose in having me do it.
Amen. Well, and you're an inspiration. And I think it's not even just about the books, because so many people do love your books. And I love it that you are doing these love stories for the most part, but they're family friendly. Tell me why that's important to you.
Well, you know, the greatest love story of all time is Jesus's love for us. So I just like to put a little bit of that in the novel. I like people to see, even people who aren't Christians, when they're reading my novels, I want them to see that there's something a little deeper than just a love relationship in the novel.
And when we feel that connection, you know, it makes people drawn to it. I know some of your stories you've shared with me of people that have come to know the Lord or come to Christ because of your books, that they felt something, and that's got to feel good.
It really does. I got a letter from a man of all people who reads my books, and he mentioned in the letter that he was an atheist. And he said, I love reading your book. I don't have faith, he said. And then when I wrote back, I just said, we both have faith, just in different things. And that was all I wanted to say, because, you know, my books say the rest, and he's reading those. So pray that, you know, the Lord touches his heart through them.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, we're going to talk again and talk more, because there's a lot of things that God is using in your life. And at some point, we want to talk about how we can inspire other women and men, too. So we've got some plans. Are you excited about that?
I am. I can't wait to get going.
Okay, we're going to do that. Denise Hunter, author. You can look up any of her books. She's written over 40 novels. And if you want to know more about her books, what they are, how to get in touch with them, that's on my Conversations link. That's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations. We'll be right back.